such sights to show you.
Right before I called you, I told James, I'm like, watch, I'm going to put you on speaker and you'll be talking shit on Wiener Schnitzel right when the girl's giving us our food. And sure enough, as soon as I put you on speaker, dude, it's fucking lying. And the girl was like in the thing. She didn't hear you, I think, but it was just funny because I'm like, watch, he was just going to berate the fucking poor girl.
I was having a Dennis moment. I was having a little bit.
He's like, just move up one space, dumb bitch. I was like, goddamn bitch. Seize the cap.
Oh, okay, we're getting too hot now. Are you ready to start?
We've been recording for the last four minutes and 30 seconds.
Can we talk about how mad I get in drive-thrus?
How mad you get just in general when you're slightly inconvenienced? Yeah,
it's true. It's always like the big things, he's like, oh, whatever.
He's like, yeah, it happens. When that's life.
It's the minor inconveniences that he's just like, ah!
The world doesn't make sense anymore.
Happy birthday, Anthony.
Yay, thanks. Yeah. Just piling up on the birthday boy. Yeah, it's fine. Yeah.
We care.
It's only a minor thing, so I'm not mad about it.
We talk shit because we care.
It's true.
Yeah, no, I talk shit. I talk shit just because
lies.
I want to.
I talk shit because I want to talk shit.
Whatever. I do what I want.
Yep. Exactly. All right.
Anyway. Welcome back, everyone, to another episode of the Horrible People's Podcast. I'm your host, Alex Webster. With me, as always, is Anthony Fuentes, birthday boy.
Hey, hey. It's me.
Joining us.
Yo.
Using 90s slang to fuck with these guys. Every time.
As you could very easily already tell, joining us again, because it's a video game episode, and two, you know.
We couldn't get anybody else. It's fine. Yeah.
And three, because people love us.
And for L Gaming, other Alex and James, hello.
Yo.
What it is.
Did I do that right? Did I do it right, Flynn? Is that how I do it?
I did all right.
Sup-ka.
Welcome back.
Feels like we were here just last week.
Yeah.
Like you, because you practically were.
Yes.
I got off my cot. They're like, let's record another episode.
I know. At this point, I'm just going to start charging you bitches rent.
Okay, that's fine.
They just like hit your closet with the broom like three times. Like, James!
Come on, sorry.
Like, hold on a sec. What? Luigi? Yeah, okay.
I'm up.
What are we talking about, N4L boys? Let's say, James, what is it?
We're talking about Luigi's Mansion.
Yeah.
Wow.
My little puberty voice came out again. Yeah, this is a good episode.
Wow. Totally birthday right there.
Okay. Yeah, so anyway, we're talking about Luigi's Mansion.
Great, wonderful stuff. Love it.
And what does IMDb's game department tell us about this? Let's say this guy, Cordova. What did they say?
Right when I was about to take a drink. All right. Luigi receives a letter informing him he has won a mansion as the grand prize in a contest. Luigi is puzzled. He never entered a contest. When he arrives at the mansion, he discovers that it is haunted with ghosts and Mario is trapped inside.
That's a really terrible fucking synopsis.
But it's so much more comprehensive than all of their synopsises. It's like sentences.
Need I remind you, for those of you who are just joining, hello. Last week's episode on Hereditary, the synopsis is like a sentence. Like,
yeah.
It is the briefest. Like, it's like
a lady and her family have a bad time.
No, that's
Hereditary.
That's
literally
it.
Yeah. Like you joke, but that's basically it. Mm-hmm.
That was the gist of it. This one is just like, yeah, Luigi didn't even enter the fucking contest. What's gonna happen? I don't know.
It's all mystery.
Yeah, okay, look, Luigi, Mario, ghost. You know the fucking deal.
You know what's gonna happen.
If it was a movie, they'd definitely do that. But for a game, I don't know. They're gaming guys, good. Let's see.
I guess.
So, all right. This was developed by whoever wants it. Go.
Developed by Nintendo. EAD. EAD, if you will.
I was gonna say EAD.
EAD.
Nintendo EAD.
Nintendo EAD.
What the hell does that mean? Electronic.
Yeah, what is that?
Asset development?
I don't fucking remember. What's our biggest studio at the time?
Alex, can you pull that up?
Alex, can you pull that up?
We're nerds. We don't even know what the fuck that
means. I know.
Means.
We don't even know what we're talking about.
Entertainment analysis and development.
That was pretty good.
Yeah, you know.
Okay.
You know, EAD.
EAD.
I'm not going to say that name.
No, you're not going to do it?
It's
no.
Okay. It was defunct as of September 16th, 2015, so...
Oh, they went under?
No, they got turned into a bigger studio. Yeah.
Ooh. Look out for them.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they did bring us this glorious game, but still. All right, this was directed by, I'll say it, Hideki Kono. Kano?
Oh, that wasn't too bad.
Yeah, that's not that bad. Kono?
Go ahead, say your boy Miyamoto.
Oh, that's my boy, dude. That's my boy, produced by one of the greatest creators of all time, Shigeru Miyamoto, and Takashi Tezuka, who I guess is pretty cool, too.
I never heard that guy.
I never heard him either.
Good old Takashi Tezuka.
That's like my Takashi.
Wow.
It was released on September 14, 2001 on the Nintendo GameCube and re-released as an overpriced Nintendo 3DS game.
That's right.
October 12, 2018.
Just bringing the opinion hot.
I know.
You
just set
a precedent. You're trying to have a good episode. You're just like...
No, I'm sorry.
And by the way, they milked the fuck out of their fans over a decade later.
Yeah.
Nintendo overcharges us for stuff? No way.
Meanwhile, we all buy day one.
Yeah.
Well, doesn't mean we can't sell
time. Yeah, that's true. You're whipped.
They buy two.
That wasn't specifically. That was a table wide.
That was a wide whip. That was a wide. Wait till you get a Switch. Watch. Switch.
I mean, I just know it was overpriced because I was very upset that I'm like, why is this fucking 19-year-old game still fucking $60?
And they don't even go, it doesn't even go down in price either. It's going to stay that shit for like its entire duration. Yeah, okay, I get it.
It's stupid.
A little mad.
Very upset.
But it's a good game, and we're going to talk about it right now. So, the transition. For that, we are going to get a little on the history of Nintendo, obviously. And also, our N4L boys do have an announcement to make.
Oh, you want us to do it?
At the end of the episode.
Oh, okay.
Not right now.
Why would you, like, lean into it right there and then go, but at the end?
No, to keep him hooked. Dude, I see what he's doing.
Yeah.
Ooh, you clever
devil. Why would I give people what they want? No, dude, we're gonna push it.
Stay tuned, because I also don't know this announcement.
Oh, okay.
Implementation. Or implication.
Okay, there we go. There we go. But on September 23rd. 1889, we're going far back for this
one.
Go
on with the Borofil.
Jesus. Fusajiro Yamauchi? God, it's Yamauchi, that's right. Founded a company that would eventually change the way that people thought about games forever. But this is because he needed to sell some carts. So.
Wait, is that a right date, 1889?
Yeah. 1889?
I was saying, wait, what the fuck?
Nintendo was creating 1889.
You're talking about Nintendo's early.
Oh, okay, like I thought. I was like, did you fuck up again, Anthony?
I say it all legit.
I'll let him know when he fucks up.
He'll know.
Oh, yeah, I'll know. But yeah, 1889, so we're going a little far back for this one. It's okay. So in what would be a frequent situation for the company, his Hanafuda cards ended up being pretty popular and would actually sell out immediately. So because of this, he needed to mass produce the cards to satisfy Japan's crazy demand for his artwork. So, and of course, from here on out, the company would grow and grow and grow, finding different ways to entertain as much of Japan as they possibly could. So, yeah, situation Nintendo everybody's familiar with. They just sell out and make you fucking overpriced wait for a product, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Overpriced waiting is a thing, then yeah, that's exactly what they do.
How much you pay for a Switch, huh?
And you fucking gave every cent to that guy. He wasn't even Nintendo either.
Steve.
Fuck Steve, man.
Steve, dude.
Taking advantage of the situation. Fuck you, Steve. If you're listening, you're an asshole. I paid, like...
$50 more
than asking price for the Switch because they were sold out everywhere. Mm-hmm. So this guy sold it to me for a higher price on OfferUp.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so you got, like... It was.
He got got.
Yeah, you
he got got.
What?
You got got. You got got.
It came.
You got got.
It came with that.
He's gonna fucking kill you.
It came with Animal Crossing, which I sold, so I made that $50
back. There you go. That's true.
Oh, okay. Then
that's
it's not
true.
That. It,
exactly.
It came with Animal Crossing, so it's not.
And
not
you provided
that.
Happiness for one child that wanted to.
Yeah, so this kid bought it for me, and it was really
there
fun.
There you go. Okay.
And it brought James hours and hours of entertainment.
It's brought me a lot of hours of
kicking
entertainment.
Asses,
kicking Flan's ass and Smash Brothers.
Yes. Oh, yes.
He's been trying to get me to buy one since last March.
I mean, they're fun as hell because we get mad at each other playing Smash.
Yeah.
Or now we're playing Mario Kart together. Anyway, this is beside the point.
It's Nintendo-oriented.
It's Nintendo-oriented.
It's totally within the point because, you know, Luigi Rexman and Mario Kart. So it's just saying.
Oh, here we go.
Just saying.
Why would you
lie to your viewers? We have more to talk about.
Our viewers.
Yes, they watch.
Viewers?
Yeah, listeners.
They look at their phones.
They view their phone while they listen to the podcast.
Yeah. They're like,
pulled it back.
The title
pulled it back.
Scrolling. What's going on?
No, didn't save it. Should I leave? I'll leave. See you guys later.
The company managed to somehow survive. Hold on. It managed to somehow survive the Russo-Japanese War and both World Wars and found their way into the video game market after a number of failed business ventures outside of cards. These being Nintendo Instant Rice, a Nintendo chain of love hotels, and a Nintendo taxi service.
I'd very much love to visit a Nintendo love hotel.
Oh, I agree. Nintendo love, like with a Nintendo logo over the top, but people are boning like inside the hotel.
Yeah, there's like a heart, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I love it.
From prostitution to
the hearts more of prostitution. Yeah. That's the story of Nintendo.
Yeah. So while the taxi service actually was mildly successful, it turned out games were what they were actually good at.
Wait, prostitution wasn't what they were good at?
There was lots of prostitution rings back in the day.
Damn.
They didn't have the experience, really. So
oh my God.
They were so good at games, though, that despite the industry crashing in the early 1980s, they managed to release the Nintendo Entertainment System and introduced the world to a character that would actually turn out to be more popular than Mickey Mouse. And creator Shigeru Miyamoto at first wanted to call him Mr. Video.
Oh, God.
Yeah. However, Nintendo owed back rent to their landlord.
For the love hotels?
Very possibly. And decided to name their character after him so that he wouldn't evict their asses. And thus, Mario was born. The future icon appeared in arcades first before reaching the stratosphere with the release of Super Mario Bros. 4, the NES. And he wasn't alone, though. He was not alone. So, as the title suggests, there is a second character that had been with him since the start. Originally a palette swap, but eternally player 2, his younger brother, Luigi Mario.
Luigi Mario?
Luigi Mario. His last name's Mario.
Yeah, Mario, and Luigi Mario.
Really?
Yeah. Yes.
Yep.
And now I have a new hate for that guy because he's named after a landlord.
He's named after a fucking landlord. He wanted to be a victim. Mm-hmm. Wow. And they're just like, hold on, we'll pay you back, but
as in royalties.
Yes.
Yeah.
So
and they made him an Italian plumber or something.
Yeah, right. Now I want the most stereotypical Italian fuck to be the character of this. So he knows what we really think of him, and it's like, oh, worldwide icon, okay.
Well, so Mario?
Yeah.
That's his name.
And Luigi Mario.
Okay.
Yeah. The Mario Brothers. Mario's the last name.
Yeah.
He's very passionate about this, Alex. He's very passionate.
I can tell.
Have you not seen the crappy Mario Brothers movie that came out in the 90s?
Oh, we're talking about that right now.
So, no!
Seeing the company through the 80s onward, the Mario Brothers would get a TV show, multiple spin-off games, breakfast cereal, and even a movie with Bob Hoskins and John Leguizamo. That's right. John Leguizamo was our boy today.
Is that really how you spell his name?
Yeah.
Leguizamo.
The
Puerto Rican playing Italian plumber. What's up?
There you go.
That's the movie world
there,
for you.
There you go. Old 90s casting.
I can't handle it.
It's a very terrible movie, too.
And you can't even cancel it for that fucking thing anymore. People are like, yeah, it was shit. We get it.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it was made
we understand. Yeah. So, and while Mario became obviously the company mascot, always shown in a positive light as the hero of his tales, the one that always got the princess, Luigi's development went a little differently. He was taller and skinnier, but very awkward and very clumsy.
Kind of like somebody talking right now.
Hey, I'm not tall.
No, I meant the awkward and clumsy part.
Whatever. I'm skinny.
You're the Luigi of our group, and we accept this.
That's fine. Mario was shown as a man of action, while Luigi was timid and cowardly, though he had the best of intentions. Fuck you guys.
No wonder. No wonder he loves this game.
Yeah, Luigi's great. Mario had the spotlight, selling out systems from day one, while Luigi played second fiddle, never really getting a chance to shine until 2001, when the big wigs would finally give him his very own game, because they needed to sell some GameCubes. So, Senor Cordova, did they sell those GameCubes?
I guess
they did not. The end.
They did not.
Thanks for listening, everyone.
Thanks, everybody.
Okay, so while Nintendo had done great with the NES and its successor, the Super Nintendo, the competition was growing, and soon they were finding themselves in a more precarious position than they were used to.
Oh, yeah.
This was mostly due to the immense... God damn it, boy.
What happened?
Every time you chime in with commentary, they're just like, what the fuck?
I didn't say anything.
I'm just paying attention.
You made a face. I can see all of
it. I did not. I'm just like, I started laughing. I'm in this because he started laughing. Anyway.
He was just so into the precarious position. He's like, oh yeah.
It's a very precarious position.
I think it's mostly because he wrote it and he's like, yeah, look at that, right?
Yeah. Yeah, say the two P word alliterate, son. Do it.
Oh, fuck, all right.
For the love of God.
Okay. This mostly. God damn it, okay.
Bring it back home. Right, bring it back home.
All right.
It's a bad boy. You're too.
Hey, Junior.
This was mostly due to the immense popularity of the Sony PlayStation, which gave them far more trouble than Sega ever could.
Which gave them far more trouble than Sega ever could.
You couldn't wait to say, oh yeah, at that part, dude, you had to do it at its fucking stupid precarious position. Oh, God, boy. The Nintendo 64 sold much less than older siblings, despite Mario revolutionizing 3D movement in games with the launch title Super Mario 64. A game that very noticeably didn't have Luigi in it.
Whoa! Gasp!
Wasn't he like a... He wasn't hacked in later?
Yeah, he was.
Well, he was originally supposed to be in the game, and they cut him out, because they found his files later on. Okay. But yeah,
kinda
Luigi like wasn't in there.
Kind of like you just kind of get cut out of the group at certain things.
Too. Yeah, yeah, do I? Do I? Is he going to live in Los Angeles, huh? Piece of shit.
The salt.
Luigi. So much salt.
Talk about drink right now. Invite you on my show.
This is how you repay me?
It's a five-star man right now.
It's a five-star man.
Luigi's only solo games weren't of much note. The first one being an LCD wristwatch game called Luigi's Hammer Toss.
That sounds pretty legit.
That does sound pretty legit.
I didn't know that. Wow. And Mario's Missing, the latter which got huge backlash because it was an educational game and people expected a platformer.
Mm-hmm. I actually played that one.
Did you?
Mm-hmm.
What? Mm-hmm. How was it?
Mario's Great. Missing? That one?
Yeah.
Wow, what was it? Like an NES or what? I never heard of that.
I played it on PC.
Yeah, it's a PC game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty sure.
It was like 2 plus 2 equals fucking 4. There's Mario or what?
Kind of. That's how... Hey, Luigi taught him how to count. All right? Very important.
I'm sure. I'll give you that one. But Mario taught me how to type because I had a Mario typing game.
Oh, you had that one?
And it taught me my 10 key and I typed like a fucking champion now because of that.
Damn, okay.
It's a fun game. It's Mario Brothers, but you have to do your 10 key and type and he jumps and does a lot. Whatever.
Listeners, you can't see Alex's face right now, but she is staring.
This was like 92 and you were.
Alex, by the way, is a different generation. She was born knowing how to type, just so you know. Just so you know, since birth she knew how to type. We had to learn it in school, yes. like peasants.
Okay, I also learned in school, but like I was just quicker at learning because I had a computer at home.
You see, kids. Talking about the pores now, huh?
My dad was out here. He's always like, he admitted, he was just like, yeah, we were poor.
That's true.
You see, kids, back in the early 90s, like 4 people on the planet had a computer. Mm-hmm.
But very quickly, it was like 14, and then it was a lot more after that.
Exactly.
It's like a 3-year time span, really.
So, despite those appearances, Luigi was strictly a side character, kind of like Flynn. Appearing in major releases like Mario Kart and Super Smash Bros.
That would hurt real bad. That was right there. I'm gonna get another drink first. Nah, keep going. Yeah, keep reading. Script I wrote for you.
You're turning into an alcoholic.
Yes, right in front of our eyes.
He did what, Alex?
He did, however, manage to get a prominent role in Paper Mario, where players saw more of his goofy and timid side, the polar opposite to the heroic Mario.
And he was funny in Paper Mario. It was really good.
Yes, he was. Paper Mario has been fantastic.
I remember one of the first times I laughed at your boy Luigi was in those Mario and Luigi games, which are offshoot of Paper Mario. But
Those were the ones on 3D or DS, right?
Game Boy too.
What were they called?
Mario and Luigi. Superstar Saga was the first one?
Yep.
Yeah.
There you go.
Mario and Luigi Superstar. Yeah.
But by the time the GameCube was getting ready for release, Mario was nowhere to be found. Nintendo.
Fuck! Nintendo intended.
I'm sorry, people. I'm just reading off the script that Gwen wrote.
Yeah, okay.
So, Nintendo, I believe, is what he...
So, by this time, Nintendo had downgraded to Nintendo.
Only for a little bit. They're like, man, people aren't getting us. Maybe we should remove the O.
Let's drop the O.
Yeah, then they're like, no. People are confused. Let's bring the O back.
So...
It was a mistake.
And I just want you to know, I would have said Nintendo, but because you were a jerk to me earlier, I distinctly wrote your type or said your typo out, dude. So, Nintendo.
God damn it.
All right? Had previously canceled Super Mario 64 2... and Super Mario 128. So a replacement game was needed, and Luigi was given the lead role in the game that would carry Nintendo's new system to the masses.
What an attempt to, yes.
Why did they cancel those? Just because
it got pushed into other games. So 128 got pushed into Pikmin, I believe, because it had a lot of Marios. And Mario 64 2, they never quite nailed it. So they're like, fuck it, scrap it, let's do something else.
Damn. Yeah. So here comes your boy to save the day, huh?
Oh yeah, dude, this is my boy. Let's go. Keep reading.
This new system had some major competition as well, with the PlayStation 2 having already been out a year and destroying sales records. Yeah. You can give out one of those?
Yeah, dude.
PlayStation 2!
And Microsoft's brand new Xbox debuting alongside Nintendo's little purple cube. Mm-hmm. Poor Nintendo. I'm sorry.
Wasn't the best time for him. Yeah. Not the time.
Though Microsoft was unproven in the gaming realm, they were still a tech behemoth in the early 2000s, and people started buzzing around this little Halo game as it got closer to launch time.
Yeah, what the fuck was that?
Never heard of it.
Nah.
Never played it. I don't know what it is.
Needless to say, this was a lot of pressure for little green Mario.
That's right. You gotta carry the system, Alex. Did he carry the system?
Okay, so originally Luigi's Mansion was far more of a traditional platformer than what it turned out to be, with a big sprawling mansion acting as a hub leading to different levels. Hell, it even had Mario in the lead for, you know, a short time.
Mm-hmm.
One of the scrap levels took place in a prairie and another in a desert.
Ooh, prairie level.
Ooh.
There are bunnies everywhere.
Jesus Christ. This was actually before it was determined to be a GameCube game, but once that decision was made, the game started to shape up into what is known today as the ghosts and ghost-sucking vacuum cleaner that were added to the mix.
That's right.
Ah, yes. The original mansion was more architecturally similar to a Japanese-style house, but a European-style home replaced it to add a somewhat more gothic horror atmosphere.
That's right. They still wanted to make it a little scary, but they didn't. It's still a kid's game.
It was totally scary.
I want to get to that, though, because I texted this guy and told him, but I'll save it for later. There was an actual part that I was like, this is a Nintendo game? What the fuck's going on here?
They did model what we'll talk about right now.
Save it for discussion.
We're getting there.
I'm teasing.
I'm teasing. What do you sound like right now?
What the fuck is wrong with you people?
That's it. It took this long to break her, guys. We did it. Fucking did it.
Out of my cheers. House. Out of my house.
He said cheers. God damn it.
Fuck, that's all right. I do it every week.
The levels disappeared, as well as the team started using dollhouses to experiment with the layout and their newfound concept. It was much better suited to a single environment. So, early on in the game, it also had more RPG elements, which included a full leveling up system for the vacuum and real-time changes to rooms with a whole cave system underneath the mansion.
Oh, they got a little ambitious there, didn't they? Wow.
Oh, I'm sorry. He's just getting so into his Nintendo games.
Hold on a second. We're going. We still got more episode to get through. You can talk shit later. Okay.
So these were all scrapped as the team focused on the core aspects of the game, and Luigi's Mansion started to resemble more of a Resident Evil game than a Mario game, at least when it came to the progression. Even though the Game Boy Advance was well on its way, it was not developed enough to be included in the final game, so a Game Boy Color was repurposed for Luigi's iconic Game Boy Horror, which guided him throughout the game. As like the map. So.
Damn, it was, I like the Game Boy Horror.
I call cool. that a blatant product placement.
Whatever.
Wow.
I thought it was neat.
It's so triggered.
Oh, wow.
I finished mine first, so y'all stress me out. The team also wanted to make sure nothing about the music resembled a traditional Mario game, giving it its own identity and increasing in intensity as Luigi found himself in tougher situations. Luigi's Mansion was developed to support stereoscopic 3D.
Yes.
Which the GameCube actually supports natively, but this was scrapped as 3D TVs were not in wide circulation at the time in 2001. Go figure.
Mm-hmm.
But Nintendo did want to utilize the third dimension for a console when the technology did catch up to it.
Mm.
Plug your 3DS right there, Flynn.
Oh, it's coming. It's coming.
We have to pause. I have to blow my nose.
I'm fine with the variety packs. I just have an inherited disdain for tangerine for some reason.
You hurt his heart right there. Hurt his heart.
Wow. Well, James, I know what we're going to be talking about later.
What?
He doesn't believe in White Claws at all. But although the tangerine White Claws are like a good substitute to a shower orange. So if you drink them in the shower, it is oddly refreshing.
What's a shower orange?
Eating an orange in the shower.
What does that do?
It makes it refreshing. I don't know. There's something weird about it.
Like
I've never heard of that.
You're talking like a whole orange. Just biting into it during a shower.
It's like aromatic. I don't know. It's like a thing.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. I've never heard of that.
It's like a weird thing. I've seen it.
I've heard of shower beers. I do that all the time.
Well, then bring a shower orange next time.
I've never thought, you know what? Well, we're getting ready to go to a club. I'm going to down on orange.
No, you got
to
do the whole bar thing. I need a tray of peanuts and a beer.
Right?
I'm so glad I'm recording this. It's an alternative to a shower beer. But yeah, like shower White Claws. Yeah, they're like a whole thing.
Wow.
I've never heard of a shower orange.
That younger generation is just blowing my mind every day.
The Utes, man. The Utes know what's up.
I'm 7 years younger than all of you. Like
that's a lot.
It's time to develop these weird shower habits.
Like the shower orange probably came into the fold like
maybe 5 years ago. Yeah,
right? I saw it on BuzzFeed. Fucking sue me.
BuzzFeed is new.
Yeah, we used to have not BuzzFeed. What was ours? Fucking
Cracked.
Cracked
was
Cracked was good.
Cracked was good.
Yeah, it was.
Emphasis on the was.
Cracked and the AV Club ruled the world for like 5 years.
They were probably the ones that first brought up the shower ones, and everybody was like, fuck these guys. Mm-hmm. They lost it.
What a weird.
Okay, anyway.
Transition time, James, what happened?
Yeah, let's.
They finished the game.
Let's talk about the debut.
Thanks, James.
What is happening?
Let's do the Scooby-Doo ending. Okay, never mind. All right. So Luigi's Mansion was first revealed at Space World 2000.
Oh, my God.
A convention Nintendo would put on to showcase new ideas and concepts. This was separate from E3 as it allowed Nintendo to be the primary focus and gave industry insiders a chance to play their latest games without distractions from other developers. Gee, I wonder why Space World never... survive.
Well, they went to Nintendo Directs after a while. They had a 5-year gap where they were just doing
E3. But I mean, you know, E3 was like, that was a pinnacle of game announcements.
GameCube didn't make a lot of money. They couldn't afford to put Space World.
That's true. So yeah, none of the early footage would be used in the final game. And the concept actually had more of a horror focus than the final game would have upon release.
It's a stupid decision.
It was a lot scarier, actually, initially.
That's super weird. Yeah. I don't know how...
Luigi's face is all, like, misaligned. Nuh-uh. And there's, like, lots of, like... The ghosts are scarier. The story... It's weird. It's different.
You're fucking with me, right?
That is super weird. Why anybody would think that would be a good idea.
That's a very dumb idea.
Nintendo's weird. What if I can... Yeah.
They don't respect Luigi.
They don't respect him or like, Waluigi.
Wait, we want to sell these games to kids and they do not respect Waluigi. Those fuckers.
I know, right?
Why would they?
Because Waluigi's awesome.
He is pretty awesome.
Sure.
How dare you?
Wario is awesome.
Waluigi is still awesome. Anyway.
Dividing lines right here, James.
I know. I'm on the side. I want Waluigi in Smash Brothers.
First of all, check your goddamn tone.
You're talking about Waluigi all wrong.
I'm talking about Waluigi like you know Waluigi, dude.
I like how you're jumping on him when I'm the one who's like talking shit.
That's true.
It's fine.
Oh, my life, I had to fight.
I'm looking at this face right now, right?
I don't want this face looking at that face.
I want this face looking at that face.
So anyway, the next E3, Nintendo revealed an updated version of Luigi's Mansion alongside the industry's first look at the Nintendo GameCube and its funky new controller.
People thought it was weird.
It was weird. Mm-hmm. I mean, it still is weird, but it works.
It's
By Space World 2001, look at that, they kept going.
Mm-hmm.
Luigi's Mansion was nearly complete and was shown off one last time in its near final build. Luigi's Mansion launched alongside Nintendo's purple box. That is a horrible description.
I'm glad you read it.
It was like, I'm going to give that to James.
Wow.
Same purple box again.
Slowly and directly into the microphone.
Jesus.
Luigi's Mansion launched alongside.
Yeah!
Nintendo's Purple Box. On September 14, 2001 in Japan, and on November 18, 2001 in the U.S.
That's not the first time you said the word purple box. I don't think... No.
Look, that's neither here nor there, right? Can we go on, Luigi?
Continue with the episode. God, what is this? Focus!
Reviews were fairly positive for the game, but compared to the last few launch titles that Nintendo had put out, it wasn't considered nearly as revolutionary. Turned out, it's pretty hard to compete with the likes of Super Mario Brothers, Super Mario World, and Super Mario 64.
What?
Which is a classic.
Yeah, three of probably some of the biggest games of all time.
Yeah, exactly.
And
yeah.
They're like, and Luigi's Mansion.
Luigi's Mansion?
Luigi's Mansion? I'm Ron Burgundy?
Who put the...
Who put the question? But goddamn, he misses everything. Game Informer called Luigi's Mansion brilliant and up to par with Miyamoto's best. While GameSpy described the game as having great visuals, imaginative game design, and some classic Nintendo magic. Shout out to them, because it's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
However, not everyone was so praiseworthy for Luigi's big solo outing, with G4's X-Play calling it a letdown for anyone hoping for a real Mario game for the GameCube's launch. Fuck you, X-Play. IGN went as far as to describe Luigi's Mansion as having predictable and formulaic gameplay.
Dude, what? That shit isn't so not predictable.
I know, it's like not at all. Really, there's no formula. What, it was like kind of a little like Resident Evil for kids?
I was going to say, basically, yeah. The formula is straight up Resident Evil, not Mario.
It's mm-hmm. like exactly Resident Evil.
And this
Evil
is why IGN is now a joke and G4 is no longer around.
Yes, now, that's exactly
now,
right.
Now I know why Flynn's up boom. So hot right now, dude. He's so hot.
Boom goes the dynamo.
Although I got to say, I loved X-Play.
You got to respect
X-Play was the shit.
You got to respect the purple box, though.
Now he says purple box with gumption right there.
I had to.
Enthusiastically.
Purple box.
Box. Eventually, GameSpy and GameSpy would go on to refer to Luigi's Mansion as one of the most disappointing games of the year, mostly due to its length.
It's not about the length, baby. Just fucking...
Oh, my God.
It's not about the length. It's about what you do with that purple box. So, anyway...
I don't like that in my ears. I don't like
directly
you saying that.
Into your ears.
Hey, yeah. Hey. It's gonna get in your ear holes and you're gonna like it. You're gonna like it. Sorry, everybody.
Just the way he said it. He's looking right at me. I don't like that.
Well, get the fucking mic.
Staring right in his eyes. Like, yeah.
Ain't about the length.
Oh my God.
Wow, is that what you tell the ladies, friend?
Well, we're talking about the GameCube.
Oh my God.
So anyway, it didn't help that in Japan.
What happened in Japan, James?
It didn't help that in Japan. Luigi's Mansion sold terribly at launch and not doing much better throughout its life cycle with only 348,000 units sold, which is a small amount. It's not about the size.
Yeah. It's not about the amount.
However, the United States was the biggest market in the industry and where the U.S. really wanted to push its newest console. I read that wrong. Anyway, and Luigi did reasonably well, even though the Nintendo GameCube definitely didn't.
I mean, there's just so much innuendos, but I already know where to start.
I was about to say, I was like, did you just sit here and think, like, how
I'm like,
many,
James is reading that. Yes.
How many innuendos can I just, like...
And he left that for me.
Oh, you guys are doing... You do a good job with the facts. I need James to flourish a little bit.
You read card good.
Oh my God.
Jesus.
Dude.
So, Luigi time?
Oh, yes, Luigi time.
Time?
Maybe.
Time?
Possibly.
Is it Luigi time?
Well, Luigi's Mansion was the best selling game in the US for November 2001, ooh, even managing to outgross Super Mario 64 in its launch window.
Hey
there you go. It would go on to be the fifth best selling GameCube game of all time, which actually was not the greatest feat, seeing as the Nintendo GameCube would be one of the company's worst selling systems. Unfortunately for Nintendo, there was just no stopping the PlayStation 2, baby. Which had... Look at your eyes when I fucking said that, too. Which had a huge head start, an easier development process, and a DVD player to push it ahead of any of the competition.
I just want all the listeners to know that we're watching Fun become a pimp in front of our eyes. Slowly but surely.
Just put the code away and we can talk.
Oh, no, I left my cane in the car. Anyway.
That purple box, baby.
You want that purple box?
Stop it.
Why'd you leave out the fun fact that the reason the PS2 won is because porn adopted DVD, and that's the reason that...
It did.
Wait, what?
Porn did adopt DVDs.
So, because the porn industry adopted DVD...
As opposed to Betamax. No, was it Betamax? No.
We had this conversation.
Laserdisc.
We had this conversation about... Yes, okay.
And the
yes.
PS2 was the cheapest DVD player at the time.
Mm-hmm. They literally talk about this in full on Tropic Thunder.
Yeah, that's true. No, yeah.
Yeah, whatever format porn backs...
It explodes.
Mm-hmm. Blu-rays.
Listen, we already talked about love hotels.
Well, no, we talked about...
This is correlating with that.
Yeah, I think we also talked about this for VHS. Also.
We did.
The reason why, like, certain... Yeah.
Certain media survive.
I just wanted to say a fun fact for
that's
that.
That's true. You know, see?
And porn. Little,
yeah.
We got love hotels.
Nintendo's love hotels, porn, and...
The Sony, you know?
Revolution.
Sex sells. Purple boxes, that's right. See? She's good.
You gotta believe in it.
Oh, wait, where am I at?
You're recording a podcast.
We're coming back, guys. So, even though Microsoft's Xbox didn't fare too much better than the GameCube, it had an absolute behemoth in its lineup thanks to the new released Halo, which brought a lot of older gamers to Team Xbox and took a big chunk away from Nintendo.
Interesting.
So, yeah. I was one of those people because I bought an Xbox over buying a GameCube for that reason.
Yeah, same. So did my dad.
Yeah, because I was like, these Nintendo games or Halo?
I had both.
Teabag or nerd. Go play with Luigi.
Nerd.
Because you're a nerd.
I had both. So, Luigi was...
Yes, he is.
Luigi was once again...
Why do you keep raising your, like...
I have to...
Your emphasis? Like, haha, here. Like,
yeah.
He's becoming a pimp. He's like, now raise your pimp glasses, baby.
Damn.
I left my cane in the car. Okay. So, Luigi was once again relegated to side character, only appearing in spin-offs for the most part. His character did get a chance to shine, however, in the RPG games. Games?
In the games?
We're talking about the purple box, so.
In the RPG games.
I knew we were going to go there. I was just like,
The games.
Fucking nasty.
Paper Mario and the Thousand Year Door, and of course, the Mario and Luigi series.
Which Paper Mario and the Thousand Year Door is one of the best games ever. Anyway.
I haven't played it. That's the one I haven't played.
Fucking amazing.
I heard it's fucking brilliant.
It's so good.
God damn it. Everybody says it's awesome.
It's so good.
Yeah.
But
it's best, bro.
It's best.
Mario's name was always put first, leaving his younger brother as player two for just a little while longer. As Nintendo moved past the GameCube and saw way more success with the Wii, Luigi went an entire generation with no starring roles during what might be Nintendo's actually most prosperous time. Then came the least prosperous time. So, where the Wii was a worldwide phenomenon, also selling like gangbusters and having people scalp and all this shit. It was insanity.
I do remember that.
Yeah, that was insane. But its sequel, the Wii U, was the opposite.
Just do it, James. It's fine.
One for the Wii U.
Click.
One for the Wii U. Rest in peace. Yes. It launched in 2012 and was it actually almost immediately fell on its face. Making it so Nintendo now had to rely on their new 3D-based system, the portable Nintendo 3DS. But as a marketing ploy to bring more awareness to their brand, Nintendo made the following year, 2013, the Year of Luigi.
Hey.
Yeah.
I remember this. I remember seeing the marketing for this and being a little confused because I didn't care at the time.
A lot of people didn't care.
I'm right there with you.
Yeah. But this did see Luigi get his first starring role in over 12 years with the sequel, Luigi's Mansion, Dark Moon.
I cared because I love Luigi's Mansion. Yeah.
And Dark Moon's actually a very good game.
It is.
But this year also actually saw the release of Super Luigi U and, of course, on the Wii U, and Mario & Luigi Dream Team on the 3DS.
That's what I was thinking of, Dream Team. That was a great game.
That was a good game, too. Yeah. The sequel to Luigi's Mansion received tremendous reviews and actually sold very well. Unfortunately, that's actually where the good news ends, because the Year of Luigi was the worst year Nintendo had ever had up until that point, operating at a loss of, drumroll, $456 million by the time Luigi's year was over.
You can't say drumroll and just skip right past it.
Dude.
I was prepared to do a blah, blah, blah.
We're going to do the drumroll.
Drumroll.
Ow, my ears.
$456 million
yeah.
by the time his year was over.
I mean, not yay to them.
No, no, it was actually really bad news. No, yeah.
Fuck them. Yay. Yeah.
Getting hot right now. Things were not looking good for Mario's younger brother. Yeah, so.
Okay.
And whoever wants this.
Go ahead, Jen.
Alex?
Do you want it?
No.
You can do it because you have such a sexual innuendo filled.
Sure.
Yeah, you should probably have one that's like filled with some.
Okay, here we go.
Give it to us.
Wow. Even though Luigi's piss poor leadership nearly left Nintendo in financial ruin, Dark Moon did well enough that the company felt Luigi could still sell a few units and would make for a great series.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
Since the 3DS was the only thing making the company money, they decided to put the original Luigi's Mansion on the system and alas get to see the game running in the third dimension thanks to the system's glasses-free 3D effect.
And fucking overpriced.
Which was crap.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Overpriced goddamn 10-year game.
I never once played it on the 3D mode because this really hurts my eyes.
No, the OG 3DS, worst 3D mode.
Oh, yeah.
No, the second version was actually really good.
There's three people here who are currently wearing glasses. I can't see in 3D at all.
I mean, okay, to be fair, I should be wearing glasses. I just don't.
Okay, so.
That says a lot about you.
I know. Like I said, currently wearing glasses, not needs glasses.
I'm a rebel.
We're all prescribed glasses, you know. Three of us took the doctor's recommendation.
One of us didn't care what the doctor said.
Someone's a fucking rebel. It's
you're like,
fine.
I'm not some fucking nerd, okay?
I ran out of contacts, so yeah, that's why I'm wearing my glasses. But
because you're a nerd.
You look at his eyes when you say it. Wow, it all fine. Four of them.
Wow.
Oh.
Yep. Okay.
It's
all work. Right. Well,
I just hate 3D things. I just can't see in it ever.
Yeah. Oh. The movies that we saw in 3D were like the worst. So anyway,
putting it over glasses is stupid. Yeah.
You're not missing out on much.
Yeah.
I'm not. Like,
and they're not made for people with giant fucking heads like me. So the glasses would like press in,
dude,
and it was just a headache. And so
yeah, it gives you like a fucking headache.
Yeah.
You can't see shit. Like,
it's not fun.
Regular glasses aren't made for people with your size head.
No.
Like regular glasses.
No,
that's
why he doesn't wear glasses.
There you go. I got a big head. Thanks for bringing it up, Gwen.
And fucking, yeah.
So anyway, even though this game was coming out at the end of the 3DS's life cycle, the idea of a portable Luigi's Mansion proved to create a lot of excitement, and the company had another successful portable system on shelves. One that was breaking records that even the Wii had set over a decade prior. The Nintendo Switch.
There you go.
A month before players got the chance to experience the now iconic first game in the series, Luigi's Mansion 3 was announced for a 2019 release date.
Damn. Mm.
Not 2019, what a year.
I know.
Right?
Before everything went
in the before times.
In the long, long ago.
In the long, long ago.
Luigi's Mansion 3 would absolutely demolish the first two entries when it came to sales. Not only being the best-selling game in the series, but also one of the best-selling games in the Switch lineup, which with even better reviews.
And that was... It's a good game.
I'm currently playing it. Haven't finished it, but I'm currently playing it.
Good goddamn game. Yeah.
October 2019 was considered the month of Luigi. Hey, you went from a year to a month.
Yeah, there you go.
And it was far more financially successful for the centuries-old company. After over 3 decades of being in his brother's shadow, Luigi finally had a successful series of his own and would go on to become an internet meme a few times in his late 2010's career, as well as topping several best sidekick lists, one of which he was second only to The Simpsons' own Waylon Smith.
That's right. One of the lists, it was like best sidekicks, number two Luigi, number one
Waylon Smithers.
Waylon Smithers. Yeah.
That's a good list.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Smithers! Smithers!
God damn it.
Despite his more clumsy and nervous demeanor, nearly bankrupting a company that had been around since the late 19th century, N as an association.
Say it.
N association. This is the perpetual sidekick.
God damn it.
You should know better at this point.
Luigi managed to break out on his own with the help of a weird professor. A development crew that wanted to do something different. And a fan base that was eager to see him win.
That's right.
Wait, the first time that this guy ever does an outline that doesn't have typos, I'll bring the claws. Dude.
Yeah.
It's on record. All that.
It's like every time.
Yeah, it's every time we're here.
Go. Fine, fuck it. Yeah, no. Solidified.
He just said, I don't quote, I don't proofread. So you never have to. It's done.
Surly only looks out for one person.
I might nail it. Surly.
Yeah, Surly.
Wow.
Luigi's games had almost always been a side effort at worst and a gamble at best. But eventually, Player 2 got his chance to prove why he's such a compelling Player 1. when given the right time to shine.
That's right.
He may not be as famous as his older brother, but when said sibling is in trouble, he'll face his biggest fears and save the day, all while wielding a vacuum cleaner. Yeah, that's weird, but that's Luigi, and fans wouldn't have it any other way.
He's a goofball.
What an adorable way to end
it. That's right. He just goes around sucking things up, dude.
Suck it up the undead.
He started with sucking on the purple box, and now he's famous.
That's right. Everybody appreciate your purple boxes.
Oh my god.
No?
I'm just gonna hold my commentary.
So, with that said, everyone.
Jesus fucking Christ, Anthony.
What does everybody think about Luigi's Mansion?
What a history, dude. I never knew about that. It started as a sex hotel.
Yeah.
That was interesting.
I might give Nintendo some more props, but.
Started off as a sex hotel.
Are you, anti-Nintendo?
I was.
Oh,
there's been very strong, vehement arguments between these two.
Before we get into it, during the GameCube era,
yeah,
when we were all becoming friends, but enemies at first. he was essentially Team PlayStation, I was Team Nintendo, and I guess everybody had played Halo, so nobody really cared about that.
Yeah, there was no gray area. It was like he was all Nintendo, he was all PlayStation, and I was kind of in the middle going, I kind of like stuff from both, but I'm also playing Halo, so... Yeah.
You're like, but I want to see...
Halo was our peace.
That was our peace time.
But as soon as Halo went away, we were like, fuck you, Flynn.
Oh, yeah. The antagonism started pretty early. Yeah. And
I could tell.
Yeah, we would have many debates.
Yeah.
Many debates for years over, like...
He would show up to school with a fucking magazine saying, huh, what do you know? Nintendo just made another AAA game. What do you got over there, Cordova? And I'm just like, fuck you, fine.
Yeah, no, we would have like debates over just like, oh, this is another game of the year for the GameCube.
and the argument was like, they had better exclusives, they only got Mario, and that was it for
It was always like back and forth, it was
very nerdy.
Tension.
Very nerdy.
Sounds incredibly nerdy.
But you know what?
It was so interesting.
No, but these fuckers.
You're just sitting there just like,
these fuckers.
I gotta go.
They would all come to my house, and we would play Smash Brothers, no matter how much we fucking argued.
Yeah sure.
Because it would settle the score. We would, like, since early back in the day, we would just, we would all come over, and then it would bring all the friends.
They still do that.
We still do that, yeah.
We still do that.
Mm-hmm.
That's true. That was a judgmental tone there, Alex.
It wasn't judgmental. One of my fondest memories is just like being really drunk on Anthony's couch and watching you guys just talk shit. And just
play Smash.
Yeah. On the projector. Like, this is fun.
Smash Brothers came out, what, 99? 99, and we still play it to this
decade.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Decade of just talking shit to each other drunk.
Amazing.
Yeah, and you probably saw it in 2019, so that was 20 years worth.
Yeah.
20 years worth of us.
It was like either late 2019 or early 2020.
I think it was early 2020.
I think it was early 2020, yeah, the mm-hmm. beginning, right before.
Yeah.
You know, the before time.
Long ago.
Yeah, the long, long ago.
Was it Shin Godzilla? What the fuck you put
yeah,
in
it was Shin Godzilla.
Yeah, it was Shin Godzilla.
In BC or before COVID.
Yep.
Yeah, before COVID. I remember because I missed half of the movie because I was very drunk, just like. This is good.
Yeah. That was a good one, though. Yeah.
Yep.
But like, no, we would. They everybody come over to my place. We'd play. We'd play Smash for a while, and everybody go home. Everybody got electrocuted on my dog fence.
Oh yeah.
You had a dog fence. And
I rubbed my feet on the wet grass and grabbed it.
Why?
Because we were in high school and we were dumb.
Because you were in dumb high school students?
Yeah.
And I was like, was it really shocking? He's like, yeah, it was. I was like, all right, cool. Sorry.
So you just, like, make it worse?
Yeah. Yes. Well, I mean, it's got to conduct. I don't know.
Yeah. We would play football in the streets.
Yeah.
That one time
remember,
we hit Willie's balls.
I remember turning off his, for some reason, his parents had a real nice house. Turned off all the lights, grabbed all the pillows, and started chucking at each other. Fucking...
Oh, yeah. It was a pillow fight.
I've always wondered what happened at boy sleepovers.
Now you know.
We had some girls there, too. That's why we had the pillow fight. I remember.
There was no discrimination.
There were some girls there. That's why we brought out the purple box.
I should have my purple box.
You want to come play more purple box?
Purple box?
Can you people?
Oh no, but I remember because it was like, oh, we're gonna have fun, we'll pillow fight. Everybody's into it, but then we were just so competitive, we fucked
you guys
each
just,
other
like,
up.
Beat the shit
no,
out
we
of each other.
Tried to make each other bleed with
pillows. Yeah, it was just like, oh, I remember like one of our friends Ben like walked around a corner and got pillowed in the fucking face and head into the goddamn wall.
Oh yeah.
Oh. We were dumb.
Yes.
We were dumb.
God!
But this is the GameCube era.
To be young, yes.
Yeah. But this all started because our whole thing was just based on contention. And, you know, we had to prove it with the GameCube, obviously. And, you know, with that, what is everything but Luigi's Mansion?
Now that we took that long road to question.
That was a wonderful trip down memory lane.
I obviously love the Luigi's Mansion series, so I fucking love it.
My thing with that whole, or, you know, earlier when they were talking about horror, when I was playing it, because I was replaying it, you know, recently, I got freaked the fuck out with the little ghost baby.
Ghost baby's so scary.
Ghost baby's freaky as shit!
Dude, ghost baby's scary as fuck.
I paused the game, I text this guy, and I'm like, why does Nintendo have a ghost baby trying to smash me?
I almost texted him too, I was just like, what's going on?
I mean, I feel like the initial Poltergeist designs, because this game compared to the other ones has a lot of unique, like, ghosts. Every ghost you get is its own thing. There's not like fodder enemies, really. There is, but they're like, they're very spread out. But like, some of these designs are creepy as fuck.
Yeah. I got to the fucking baby, and I'm like, why is there a baby crying in the crib and I have to rock it? Mm-hmm. And then when I rock it, it just wants to fight me. I'm like, what the fuck? Like,
with those fucking demon eyes?
Yeah.
I don't ever remember getting freaked out. I just thought it was a good game.
I thought it was weird as shit. I was like,
I'm like, all right, Nintendo, you want to get real freaky, huh? You want to get real freaking naughty, huh?
Freaking naughty. Wow. Oh, bringing it. Okay. We're going to talk about the early 2000s now.
But I was
welcome to the Horrible People's Podcast, an early 2000s podcast.
But I was just freaked out by that. Like, in a kid's game that's designed for kids from Nintendo, like, a straight-up ghost baby is, like, trying to kill me.
Yeah.
As Luigi. I'm like, what the?
Why not?
Why not?
Why not?
Yeah, and I also remember, like, every boss in this game is very unique. It's actually really cool. The design of the mansion is fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Like, it's actually
out of Resident Evil. Like,
it's a Resident Evil mansion.
That's what I was gonna say. Like, it really reminded me of Resident Evil. Like, just, like, the whole mansion setup. I really enjoyed it. I unfortunately only could watch a playthrough.
I'm sorry. I gave her the Wii to, like, try it out and sent up our shed on fucking Alex.
Yeah.
Finally. It finally shut out after all these years.
Yeah, the sensor bar died. And, like, I was just like, God damn it. Like, I made, like, dumplings. I had, like, a whole thing planned out. I'm like, I'm going to sit here. I'm going to play this game. It's going to be fun.
They haven't ported it onto anything else, have they?
3DS.
It's on the 3DS, but, like,
no, past that, I mean.
No, nothing else. Nothing else. I know.
I mean, you could probably don't.
I think they have a 3DS.
You could probably buy it on emulator, I would assume.
Oh, shit. You could have bought it digitally.
Well,
if you
fuck.
If you want to pay $60 for an overpriced fucking 10-year game.
It's $40 on the 3DS.
Oh, it's 40? Oh,
yeah. I'm not paying $40 for an overpriced.
It's worth it.
Have this guy for
game.
It's a good game.
It's a good game. It's a good guy.
Hey, this guy's a good guy.
Wait, on the I gave her my original copy of Luigi's Mansion to play, right?
Okay.
Do you remember the receipt? Yeah, it's from 2002.
Damn. It's from 2002. I bought it used. Guess how much a used Nintendo game was?
$35.
Nope.
$55.
Game still retailed for $50, right?
Damn.
It was $48.
That is ridiculous.
It was the same fucking price.
I don't want to drop any, you know, I guess the cat's out of the bag, but basically I just spent $100 on Paper Mario.
Yeah.
Thousand Year Door, because that game, the GameCube games, are so rare now that when I found it for $100, I'm like, fuck it. It has a case, a manual, and the game for $100. I'll buy it.
That's a steal, though, because those games are going for hundreds of dollars, especially in good condition.
Yeah. It's a great game.
Yeah.
Okay.
I would pay $100 for that.
Okay. You're nerds.
I know. I spent.
The only problem is I don't have a purple box.
I spent this entire time.
I like purple boxes.
I like them a lot. I just don't have one. I like to play with them. I like. Yeah, anyway.
I spent this entire time.
You need to get
your
hands on a purple box, James.
I really do. I miss playing with the purple box.
There you go, fun. There's your birthday gift, dude, that you know that I spent $100 on a secondhand Nintendo game. Happy birthday, fun.
I know.
You won.
You know what, though? They wouldn't be so rare if the GameCube didn't sell such shit. All right, if it didn't sell so badly. they'd be everywhere. They'd be like a PS2 game.
Yeah.
But right now, if you want to get a GameCube game, they're fucking expensive.
I feel like Anthony being like a Nintendo elitist is his villain origin story.
Basically,
it is.
Oh, that is a good assessment.
He's that. Yes, Cordova spent $100.
Oh, look at him. Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
He's just like he's completely stone faced right now, but inside he's just like
I'm like, tell me how good the game is, dude. Let me know what you think.
Stop looking at me. Let me know what you think of the game though,
dude. I wanna know.
Tell me more. Tell me in like explicit detail.
Yeah, did the baby scare you?
Oh my god. I gotta switch seats with you, dude. I don't wanna sit.
No.
This is the table layout at this point.
I'm sorry, this is my permanent position.
This is set. Yeah.
This is not working.
Looking funny.
But I mean, okay, so Luigi's Mansion itself is, though, it's a pretty short game. Like, it's a pretty short game. What the fuck was that?
The wall's moving. It's been pretty windy,
There's a ghost. It's a ghost baby.
It's the ghost baby.
Get the vacuum cleaner. Get the fucking vacuum cleaner.
I have a Bissell.
You haven't even talked about the dedicated fucking Mario button, dude.
There is a dedicated Mario button.
The dedicated Mario button is probably my favorite thing.
Dude, you just press a button, it's like, Mario?
Mario.
Mario.
You can walk around the entire game just spamming it, mm-hmm. and he's just like, Mario.
No, okay, when I was younger, I would literally just like hit the walls for fun. And
be like, oh yeah, not.
I'd be like,
Mario.
Mario.
And I knew it had no function in actually progressing in the game. It was just fun to do.
It was so just fun.
Yeah.
Mario.
That's the first thing I did when I replayed it. I'm like, A button.
Mario.
I'm like, yes.
That's actually really good.
But like, it's weird though, because if we look at the context of the game's release, that's one of the first like real Luigi solo games, and it was just like, oh, I'm playing as Luigi right now. That's fucking weird. He can't jump.
Yeah,
he just can't do shit.
He can't really. He gets scared at everything. Like every time a ghost comes in, he just fucking tweaks out.
I got beat up by some ghost mouse too.
Yeah,
like mice.
The little tiny ones that scurry around everywhere
they
and hit you.
Me up, dude, for 50 HP.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck those things.
Yeah.
Fuck those mice.
fuck them mice.
See, the playthrough that I watched was someone who's played this game probably, I'm gonna guess, about 50,000 times.
minimum. Yeah.
So it was just like, I know exactly where I'm going. I know exactly what I'm
They're
doing.
They're all speed running the fucking game.
Yeah.
They stop to do a real quick Mario, and they go back.
It's like a three-hour.
He probably doesn't even use the Mario button at all.
No.
Like it was just like, do you want to see the gallery? No. Take me to the mansion.
I did that too.
I mean, that's fair. I probably would have too. But like, it was just like, it was very just like, wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. Just the fucking facts. Like,
oh, it's the best kind.
That's the way to do it. That's it. That's how I play with my purple box.
Stop looking at me when you say shit like that, man. God.
Oh, that got everybody mid-drink. Yeah.
Gonna fucking kill you.
Just saying.
My neighbors are just like, what the fuck is going on?
They're all knocking on the walls.
We're like, Alan, shut the fuck up.
Alex. Like, what is that? That's actually the Mexican that always comes.
It's my downstairs neighbor. Yeah, just thinking I'm being loud.
But okay. Summation: Luigi's Mansion, pretty good game.
Yes,
yeah, it's a good game.
I would say it's a pretty
it's
good,
a good
game.
Game.
I like
it's a good
it.
Game.
Yeah, it's a good
like
guy.
It
it's a good game.
Yeah, it's a good game.
Yeah. But how do you feel about Luigi's character?
Fucking.
And what makes him stand apart from his older brother?
I feel like this is you fishing for compliments.
No. I want to know what people think of Luigi.
I love Luigi now. Luigi now because I use him in Smash. And I'm better than friend with him.
We're gonna get hot, dude.
And he's now become one of the funniest memes because of his death stare in Mario Kart.
Yes, oh yeah, that's true. No, that meme was the shit back in the day.
So he's now cemented as a Nintendo character for me.
Mm-hmm. No, I love Luigi. He's always been my boy.
Right.
But you don't have him tattooed on you like Jim does. Damn. So Jim loves him more than you do.
Jim does, too.
But he doesn't get tattoos.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
Like, I feel like if he got tattoos, he probably would have.
We had a plan for a very long time that we were going to get him hammered in Vegas and get him a tramp stamp.
Yeah.
Mm.
Either the Triforce from Zelda.
It was going to be the Triforce.
Yeah.
Give me an L, dude. Give it Luigi L.
I will help you get him hammered in Vegas.
Let's go. We're doing this. We're going to take Horror People's Podcast on the road.
Dude,
and we're
going
to go to Vegas.
talking fucking gigs, dude.
Oh, gigs.
God.
Shows. Drunk in Vegas or New Orleans.
You're gonna make a drink more.
Ooh.
I want
that would make New more Orleans, sense because yeah. we could do like ghost tours out there because
exactly.
it's supposed to be all haunted.
And,
we could knock on the walls and be like, Mario!
Mario!
What was like, that, Mario?
They
Mario!
Do, the Black Power Mario dude?
it was more of this motion.
You guys, so. You guys can't.
I don't know what you're doing over there, bud, but.
Mario!
My God!
For those of you listening at home,
what? That was a cheer. That was a cheer. That was an enthusiastic cheer.
There is a very graphic hand motion.
No, no, no,
that's your co-host, and I have no comment on Luigi now. No comment.
He's
whatsoever.
Just like, I fucking hate.
Nah,
this
what
game.
Do you think of Luigi?
Like, really? What do you think of Luigi? Huh?
Not as much as you do. Jesus Christ.
Luigi's great.
He's all right. I'll give him that. No, like I said, he and his little, you know, his comedic style, like I said, I laughed out loud playing...
Superstar Saga. Yeah,
I
agree.
He's some good comic relief, but, you know, his name...
He's pretty funny in the new Paper Mario, too.
Oh, he's in the new one, huh? Not the fucking...
Origami King.
So he's pretty funny in it, too.
Yeah, yeah.
I think he's been used as the comic relief character, which is fine.
Dude, yeah, basically that's what he is.
He's a joke, relief. Like Fwen, but, you know, we're here.
Ah, dude, it's a joke that is going to taunt Spike you soon, dude. It's happening. Sorry. In Smash Brothers, by the way, Luigi has a move. Everybody has a taunt in Smash Brothers. Luigi has the only taunt that can kill you in one fucking hit. One hit. Over the 20 years I've played this goddamn game, I've only landed like 5 times. James landed 2 times in the
never,
past goddamn 2 months.
Yes, I did.
He's never landed on Alex Cordova.
I never landed on this fucking piece of shit that I'm looking at right now. It's on my agenda.
I more recently landed it on...
Himself.
Yeah, he landed on me.
Landed on Mr. Luigi himself.
I landed on him first.
Yeah.
I landed on him first.
But this one was way better.
So that's where the Luigi... That's where that came from.
Yeah, dude,
Luigi coming at you from both sides, dude. Coming at you.
That's where that came from.
Anyway.
The excessive, like, jerking off motions made in the studio right now, made not by me, by the way, just so you know.
Made by Anthony.
And you. No,
he's a good, I didn't know.
He's a good character.
This guy.
He makes me really happy.
I really enjoy him.
Oh, okay, but bringing it back, though. That's how weird and fucking stupid Luigi is sometimes.
Yeah.
Like, he's so funky. All of his moves.
Funky, huh?
No, he hits you with his ass if you hit his ass 3 times.
And then he does his little...
Okay.
He does a little dance that he runs at you.
I do that in real life. That doesn't make him special.
No. Amongst other Smash characters that try to be badass, Luigi's just like, no, I'm going to hit you with my ass, and I'm going to hit you with my heel to kill you instantly.
I mean...
Yeah.
And then his forward attack, he goes...
Yeah, it's very weird. But yeah, he's just... He's a clumsy, awkward, weird fucking character, and I love him. So you wonder why, huh?
Yeah,
he's great. He's the perpetual underdog.
Perpetual underdog.
Whatever. Just say you're a nerd and move on.
I say it all the time. I will not say it in front of these fuckers. I'm a goddamn nerd. Okay, but speaking of this, I think we touched on this a little bit already, but what are some of the horror influences that you've seen when you played the game? Like, what about it sticks out as, you know, being able to actually be on this podcast, essentially?
RE, dude. It's like, I feel like if I wanted my kids to play a horror game, I'd say, you know, go play Luigi's Mansion.
Yeah. And it might, honestly, if they're young enough, it might scare them too.
Yeah.
Like, that's the thing.
It might be freaky.
It might be a little freaky. It has a little bit of like a Tim Burton.
I would say
the newest
one is probably the least freaky out of all three of them.
Mm-hmm.
But it did, its initial origins were like,
yeah, the GameCube OG one, like I said, it's basically like a kid version of Resident Evil.
Yeah,
exactly.
Down to the door opening.
The door animation.
Oh, that's right.
That's
it's
right.
Like the entering, entering each room. Yeah,
yeah,
I think exactly.
I mean,
yeah, I agree.
Mm-hmm.
And plus, fucking Ghost Baby, dude, that's just weird. Ghost and that's babies. Only in the first fucking hour that I've been playing it. I don't know what else is waiting for me.
Oh, dude, when you get into the chef area, that fucking chef's stupid.
Damn.
Yeah.
Thanks for spoilers, bud.
You asked!
Yeah, I don't know what's in it.
The game's been out for 30 years.
20 years of spoilers.
You had your time, fucking chill.
Look, man, you had 20 years of playing it. You haven't been, it's your fault.
Fair enough.
Oh, my God. But yeah, when the ghosts get mad... And the music kind of turns up a little bit. And, like, it lets you know, like, hey, I'm angry. You're about to get fucked up. Figure out how to beat me or you're dead.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Luigi's like, let's face it. He gets hit. He doesn't have a lot of HP. Like, he gets hit by one ghost. He's kind of done pretty quickly.
Like I said, dude, those stupid mouse ghosts fucked me up in like 2 hits.
Yeah. No, I agree. Yeah, the mouse. That, you know what? And I hate that they keep the mouse ghost throughout the entire fucking series.
Yeah, this playthrough, like, this guy has had like a like for the first like hour and a half or so, like had like 100. Like he kept his health all the way up the entire time. Like he didn't lose a single thing. Like
yeah, the mice in the new one are annoying as shit.
I bet they look annoying.
They're even more.
Like
annoying
he keeps vacuuming them up, and I'm like, I wonder why. Now I know.
Because they will rush you.
He's just too good. Like I'm just like I'm missing like the like beginnings when you're first playing and you're like, fucking up all the time and you're like, what am I doing?
You're missing the Mario. Oh, that's where I go. That's where I go. Okay.
Mario.
Yeah, that was me playing it. Getting fucked up by mouse.
But I also feel like
mice. That's whatever.
True. Mice.
Mises.
Mises.
Mises. Mises.
God damn it.
Me. I'll come here.
Oh. Oh no.
But I mean, even the OG Luigi's Mansion has a little goth to it too. Like it kind of has a gothic kind of aesthetic to it, a little bit,
But when I first saw that house, I was like, I want to live there.
Yeah, right.
Like I was just like
the purple ass carpets and shit.
Yeah, it's like. I don't know, it's like gothy and like cool, and I'm like, even with the ghost, like I have a vacuum, I'll make do, like whatever.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it looks good still too, because I'm playing it on the Wii, like, you know, fucking.
Like I should be?
Yeah, like
I gave you the HD cords too, fucking stupid sensor bar. The candle trick didn't work.
The candle trick didn't work!
Wait, can't you just buy a new sensor bar? I have an extra one.
Oh.
Dude, I have a Wii U and a Wii.
Oh, you don't need both.
I don't use both. One's collecting dust.
The Wii U one's bigger too, huh?
I don't know. I don't want to talk about size with you right now. But it's not the size
you
are.
You guys want to compare sizes right now? Like...
No, we're not talking about size. We're talking about length.
I can't.
Do you see how he looks at me when he says that?
He makes direct eye contact.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He has to understand.
I'm trying to get him to understand.
Now I'm not letting you borrow it. How about that?
You're letting her borrow it.
I'll let you.
As soon as Alex is in her possession.
As soon as Alex is done with it, she's going to give it back to me and not to you. I want you to have a broken Wii.
He doesn't have a broken Wii.
How dare you? How dare you? My Wii works fine.
Sure.
Nintendo Wii, I should say. I'm sorry.
Wow. What are we doing?
This somehow has more dick jokes than Alien did.
Yeah. No, and hers in 1.5 because somebody was named Cockburn in there.
Yeah, that's true.
How we managed to get around that.
This guy went to town on that Cockburn. I'm not joking. When I was re-listening to it.
See, like, you read your podcast, you have viewers.
Yeah, dude.
Whatever.
You guys are both.
It's there.
Look, there's lots of different ways to discover more shit about the purple box. Like, there's lots of different methods for this.
I gotta go. I live here, but I gotta go.
What do you think of the side characters given the spotlight thanks to Luigi's Mansion? Like, of course, Professor E. Gadd. And King Boo.
I don't like Professor Egad at all.
I fucking love Professor Egad.
Of course you do.
You would.
I love Professor Egad.
Oh, you like those little like dorky? He's like.
Yeah, I do. He has the dopest music too.
Whatever.
He does.
He's a dork.
No. Yeah. No. His music is the shit. He has a little hip hop beat every time we go into him.
He's really annoying.
Huh?
He's really annoying.
He's awesome. Yeah.
He's really annoying.
Just because they're the only one that thinks he's awesome, I'm going to go with these guys to say.
Oh, yeah.
Professor God, dude, or Gad, whatever.
Egad. Egad.
Because, you know, like, you're.
Egad.
Like, Egad. Like,
King Boo is a shit, though.
King Boo's awesome.
King Boo's awesome.
King Boo's dope. He's actually. He's Luigi's Bowser, essentially.
Yeah.
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 Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah. They're both.
I mean, Gooligi is way better than Professor Egad.
Gooligi's pretty cool.
Gooligi's awesome.
Gooligi's pretty cool. Gooligi is. Okay, so in the third Luigi's Mansion game. Luigi can summon a version of himself that is made out of goo. And he can go through walls.
And his name is Gooigi.
Gooigi. His name is Gooigi. He just goes through walls, spreads his shit everywhere.
Come on.
I knew he was going to go there, dude. What? I was waiting for it.
The second you said, it's Luigi made out of goo, I'm like...
He just goes to stuff, leaves his shit everywhere.
He just shoots his goo at me.
You have to finish the level.
You need Koichi. And then when you're done with Koichi, you suck him back
up. You suck him back up.
You just suck him back up.
Yeah.
And then when you want to use him again, you shoot him back up.
Yeah. James knows. He played
number three. I'm sure he does.
But you're right. As one of the side characters, Gooigi definitely counts.
Gooigi's good.
Gooigi's good. When you get a Switch.
I haven't experienced Gooigi, so I can't say anything.
Oh, really?
I mean, I'm sure you have experienced Gooigi. At least once or twice in your life.
It's everywhere. Gooigi's great.
Oh, God.
He's pure green.
Go to a doctor.
That's negative. Never mind. I'm not going to touch that one. Anymore?
Yeah. The only issue with Gooigi is it does not last that long.
He is on a timer.
And he dissolves in water.
Oh, my God.
This is too much.
Oh. God damn it, Quinn.
And don't dip Gooigi in water, dude. It's not hard.
It's not hard.
Anyways, great side characters. So next question.
I mean, there's not that many.
Yeah. I would say King Boo actually is a very good, like, Bowser substitute for Luigi. That kind of makes sense as being, like, his, like, nemesis. Luigi needed that, and
And then E-Gad is just like, you're doing a great job.
Oh, no. E-Gad's like, hold on, come over here, because I'm going to give you some shit that is going to help.
This new vacuum sucks more.
What I use the ghost for.
Oh, and look, and now you can shoot goo with it.
You want to suck harder and shoot goo everywhere? Boy, do I got something for you.
I'm going to my private quarters. I'm going to kill you.
Just choke him already, please.
No, you get, I like purely for his goofiness and his goddamn song. His song is the shit. Every time you go,
I'm not gonna lie, I want to punch that guy in the face every time I see him.
Yeah, me too.
Nah, dude, he's great. Next question. All right.
One, two.
What other kind of game, though, would you actually like to see Luigi star in? What kind of game?
I mean, if they could actually make a good Mario game, like a Super Mario game, but Luigi, that would be awesome.
Well, they did with that
Luigi U.
It was like an add-on, right?
Yeah, it was an add-on, but it was like
it was hard. It was way fucking difficult.
Like, too difficult.
Yeah,
they made it like you mastered the game with Mario. Yeah. We're gonna add a whole new game, and it's gonna be with a floatier, weirder, awkward character, and the platforming is like way more challenging.
It's funny because they made him like real floaty and go up higher, but the platforming requires more precise Mario type jumps.
And Luigi floats and slips. Like he plays weird. Like in all of his games.
In the Super Mario 3D world, the same way. He just floats more, and it's like, come on.
Keep
his ass on the ground and then give him a good game like that.
If you want a character with precise, like, minute-to-minute gameplay, like, Mario will get the job done. Luigi's kind of just like, he's just weird. He plays weird in all of his fucking games, right?
Yeah.
I think that's a good quirk. Like, down to the gameplay, he's just a strange dude.
He's just a weirdo.
He is.
I just want a game that doesn't involve goo or, you know.
Sucking. Or,
dude, give me like a good Luigi action RPG. I want him to level up. I want like all the shit. Give me Luigi, you know, give him a good starring role. I'm down.
What the fuck is wrong with that?
Open world Luigi game.
Open
world. Let me hit it.
Open world.
The Breath of the Wild.
Breath of the Luigi.
Yeah, give me a Zelda Luigi game, dude. I am down.
You're just combining your two favorite things.
Dude, let me have this up. It's my birthday. It's my birthday week.
Let's get weird.
It's my birthday week. Yeah,
let's get a little weird.
I can fantasy a little bit, all right? Fucking
he's fantasizing about Luigi.
I'm just thinking about the purple box gets me fucking
God, not in my apartment.
You are not allowed to Luigi.
Not allowed to Luigi. That's terrible. That's fucking bad.
That's terrible. Like, one of all the things
actually,
you said.
That's actually the worst one though.
Yeah, no, it's not.
No, you took it far.
No, he didn't.
I don't know, that length one's up there, man.
Okay. While you're staring at him in the eye, by the way.
Tell me about the length. That was intense.
It's not about the length.
Okay. Wow.
I'm gonna isolate that and just like.
Yeah, yeah. That's why you pop the episode off right there, right at the beginning.
Not about the length.
Not about the length.
Hey, welcome back, guys.
Na 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 na.
Stupid.
All right, but
hypothetically speaking,
the hippopotamus. Yeah, hypothetical Luigi's Mansion 4 though. What can they do to the series to kind of like move it forward or improve it? Like, how could you see a Luigi's Mansion 4 play out?
I think they would have to go the open world route for sure. They went from the smaller mansion, now it's level by level in the new one, mm-hmm. a lot bigger, but still kind of relatively a shorter game. Mm-hmm. Expand upon it, make it more open world.
Yeah, give it some quests.
Yeah, make it more RPG-like, and I think that would be pretty cool.
No, I agree. And then, because like Luigi Mansion 2, the DS one, it was multiple mansions. Like, Luigi went to all kinds of different places, okay. And I kind of like that. Expand that, because like in 3, it's a hotel. Every floor is a different like kind of mechanism, or it has a different gimmick going. You know, give them like a weird route that like connects into itself. Dark Souls them a little bit. Like Dark Souls them a little bit.
I want Luigi on a motherfucking plane, dude. That's what I want.
Put him
on a fucking boat or a plane or a train.
Luigi's cruise ship.
Luigi's cruise ship, right there.
That would actually be pretty cool.
That would be fun.
Haunted cruise ship. Sign me up, man.
An old steamboat.
Yeah.
Hey.
Like, yeah.
What's up? Cool. Luigi's Mansion cruise control.
And then he could just goo all over.
Cruise control.
He could just goo all over the ship. It's gonna be a great time.
Yes. Water just washes it off, dude.
I want him to suck. I want him to shoot. Ghost.
Bring back the RPG.
We want to see ectoplasm everywhere.
Oh my god.
Oh. Just cover it.
Just cover it with ectoplasm.
Oh. It was ectoplasm.
It was ectoplasm, I swear.
Oh my god.
God.
Okay, wow.
Y'all are fucking.
This is the last time we're coming right here.
Yep.
We're going to have to definitely put the explicit tag on the episode.
Oh, yeah. Every week we have to check this little explicit tag.
But like, we really got
to
do it. This is like an innuendo right now. Yeah.
Like, this, like, yeah.
Oh, yeah. This is going to happen.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but, okay. Then as we wrap up here, because we did have a good talk here about Luigi and goo and stuff. So, what would you rate?
Hold on.
What?
This is a terrible rating system.
What?
How dare you not make it out of 5 Mario's? Come on.
Okay, we're gonna do it right now. What would you rate Luigi's Mansion, the first one, out of 5
Mario's?
Who goes?
And
go.
You know what? If you played other games in the series, rank them out of 5 Mario's.
You go first. Or no, James first. He played them all.
I only played the first one. I'll give the first Luigi's Mansion a 4.
Okay.
I'll give the second one a 4.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna give the third one a 5 because it's really an awesome game.
That's a fantastic game. I agree.
It's an absolutely fantastic game. Mm-hmm. So there you go.
I'll just give the OG one because you know, it scared the shit out of me with that little baby ghost. Solid 4. 4 Mario's out of 5. So
that was good.
This is a proper Mario right there, dude. I like it. Alex?
I'll give it a 4. Mario.
Well, I'm gonna give Luigi's Mansion 1. 4 Mario's. And I'm gonna give Luigi's Mansion 2 also actually 4 Mario's.
Very good.
What about number 3?
You know what? Number 3? I'm going 4.75 Mario's. Only because actually it wasn't a short game for me. It took me a little bit to beat. So to me,
what I mean.
If it was a little shorter, I actually put it in 5 Mario's for me. 5 Mario's.
What is it, like 52 fucking levels or something? Or what? Isn't it a
whole time? By like the last 2, I was like, just give me the last one.
That's what I remember this guy telling me.
Yeah, there's 16 levels?
But you know what?
I'm at level 14 right now?
Yeah.
I'm close to the end.
Mm-hmm. They give you a lot of content. But one of those contents is like a breakdancing level.
Oh, it's really fun.
That shit's fucking awesome.
Yeah, there's a lot of variations in the boss fights.
Yeah.
And the levels are all themed. It's really fun.
It's a good game. They could, like, because of all the previous Luigi's Mansion game, I'm expecting a shorter experience. And 3 is not necessarily that. Like, it actually gives you a lot.
Well, that's why I rated it higher, because it was longer and gave me more of a... This is going to take a little bit more to beat, more of a challenge.
Yeah, it's much more challenging than the other two, too, actually. Yeah. So, three's good, dude. Get it. I'll see if I can get it.
Yeah, when it comes down to 20 bucks and, like, 4
never
gonna,
it's
years.
Never going
to
get down to 20. Yeah, it's never going to get down to 20. It's Nintendo, baby.
Four years.
Nah.
Okay. I think we're done.
I think we're done.
Are we done, nerds?
Great. Are you ready to announce your tease that you did earlier?
Yes. Time? So what what's this announcement?
Jesus, baby. Let's fucking do it.
Oh my god, stop calling me that, man.
I'm not your baby.
No milk will ever be our milk. Me and Alex, as N4L Gaming, have officially, finally relaunched our gaming podcast.
What?
Yeah.
We have recorded our first episode, and that will be coming out very soon.
That's so exciting. Can you tease what it's going to be?
It's going to be very nerdy, which kind of is good, because, you know, we're going to do like roundtable types like this, which, you know, probably a lot of innuendos like this guy.
Basically, it's...
Yeah, he's just a walking
innuendo. Give me goo, dude. Yeah.
Basically, it's mostly off-the-cuff discussion about gaming and our experiences with said video games that we cover. Our first episode, we'll just say it. It's about flops of the 8th generation of gaming consoles.
So the last generation that was just out.
Yeah. PlayStation 5 and the new Xbox is all...
Love it.
Yeah, yeah. We actually did talk a lot of shit on Nintendo's Wii U, so...
We did.
That was definitely their worst
system. He might enjoy that episode. Oh,
yeah. And we talked a lot of shit about motion controls and stuff, too, with that had a lot to do with the Wii. Yeah. Anyway.
That sounds great.
Yeah, we talked shit on Anthony's Smash characters as well.
Yes, we did.
You bring it to me.
Yeah.
I want to listen.
We relaunched it, and we're going to be releasing episodes probably every other week to start. Yeah. And there you go.
Cool. So this is coming out on the 10th. Will this episode be out by then?
Probably.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, actually, yeah, we might drop
it. I was going to say yes, probably later this week.
Yeah.
Next
week.
Yes. Next Something week. Like that.
Yeah. Okay, so
they're not going to hear until the 10th, so next week means nothing.
Earlier in the week of the 10th is what I was saying.
You can listen to the N4L podcast immediately after listening to this episode.
There you go.
That's very possible.
Awesome.
That's very, very possible.
Oh, I will be
guesting on a couple episodes, just so you know.
Unfortunately, he will be guessing.
Yeah, yeah. You know,
on some episodes.
That's awesome.
And
I was thinking, too, to get, you know, you have like a little nerdy side with your Star Wars. You can come on and you can finally defend your Attack of the Clones to this guy.
We will make a very side Star Wars game / discussion episode.
I mean, there's Battlefield.
Yeah, there's a lot of Star Wars games that we're actually going to be talking about.
Talk about Lego Star Wars for all I fucking care.
We'll just sprinkle in some Alex defending her Attack of the Clones.
Oh, yeah.
I get it, dude. While you're talking about Lego Star Wars, I get it. Just get to the crap parts of Star Wars and talk about Attack of the Clones.
There will be a guest.
You can come on the podcast and you can defend yourself and we will all tell you how wrong you are.
That's fine.
And there you go.
You know, I can handle myself against three nerds. I've been doing it all my life.
But anyway, so the N4L Gaming Podcast or Noobs for Life Podcast, whatever you want to call it, is dropping or will be out by the time you hear this.
That's awesome. We will link an episode or like where we can find you guys like in our episode. So if you like what you heard, go check them out also. That's so fucking cool. I'm so happy for you guys. That's so exciting.
Yeah, we finally decided to relaunch it and do all that.
Because we'll probably have a lot less typos than Anthony because he's not me writing our outlines.
The shade. I mean, he's been doing it for like 3 years at this point. So
And we're not really typing outlines in the sense that it's going to be, like I said, mostly off the cuff discussion.
It's going to be like freeform. That's cool.
Exactly.
Don't worry. There's a couple in there. Trust me. Let's see. When it happens, look at his fucking eyes.
He's going to go type in his own fucking typo real quick.
Yeah, I'll be like, whoa. Where'd the O go in Nintendo? Where did it go?
Nintendo.
I intend to guess.
All right, let's wrap it up. Thank you so much, everyone, for listening. This was Luigi's Mansion to kick off Anthony's birthday week. I mean, given it is this Saturday.
Well, we kicked it off last week. This is to continue the birthday.
I said birthday week, not birthday month.
Oh, birthday month. That's right. That's
Fuck
right.
Fuck off.
That's right.
I said what I said.
You said she got it right.
So we are, next week, we are talking about one of Anthony's favorite movies.
Favorite directors for sure.
So it'll be a good time. We're gonna have another guest next week. This movie or this month is just like chock full of guests, so it'll be a good time. If you like what you heard, please consider giving us a 5-star rating on iTunes. You can find us there, and you can also write us a review. It does help other people find us. So if you want to help other people listen to our fucking chaotic shenanigans, that's the best way to do it. On top of, you know, sharing our information widely.
Yeah, yeah.
And then if you want to stay up to date on the latest and greatest on all of our podcast shenanigans, you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. We are on Facebook and Twitter at Horror People Pod. And then we are on Instagram at Horrible People's Podcast. That is HORRORBLE People's Podcast. You can find Anthony on Twitter and Instagram and yell at him for being a weirdo at Harulian Hustler.
I'll respond to the Instagram. Twitter.
It's true. Twitter, not so much. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Ghost Coffee Shop. I'm currently talking about D&D, Star Wars, and all things horror related on there, so you can find me there. Where can we find you, fine gentlemen?
You can find me on Instagram at the Mighty Monarch. That's the underscore mighty underscore monarch. And now I have updated my actual writing website, so it has all my great links for all the CBR, which is comic resources articles that I write all the time weekly. So my website link is on my Instagram. Follow me there. You can click on it and have all that good stuff, all your nerd comic reading that you need.
Mm-hmm. And then the Enfro Gaming Instagram is going to be getting relaunched. We're going to be, you know, getting all fancy with titles and podcasts, you know,
adding more screenshots, doing all that
nerdy shit.
Purple box close-ups, I get it.
Wow.
Yeah.
No, that's how you get banned.
Yeah,
no.
He's going to get banned as soon as you see him like something.
So go Guiji all over our relaunch.
Guiji.
N4L Gaming Instagram. That's N4L underscore gaming.
That's
awesome.
It.
All right, thank you guys, and we will see you next week. And until then, Mario.
Mario?
Mario.
I'm not doing it to give you satisfaction.
Bye, guys.
Mario.